It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it goes into Davis. And it's Anthony Davis driving. Yeah. Right, it's in there! 3.4 to go! It's not a walk-off yet, but it's a two-point lead, courtesy of AD.
And it ended up being a walk-off, and that is how we start off the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ live on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Bell, with you, trying to get you to the weekend as quickly as possible. The other day, we called out Anthony Davis for needing more. He was an automatic win in terms of underdog bets on the under. I almost hit it last night. I couldn't couple it up with Jack Leiter because I was scared to trust Jack. More on that. Great development in just a second. Well, Anthony Davis delivered with 34, 15, 5 blocks, game winner over the Atlanta Hawks. Monster performance.
Big night. But he's an idiot because they won. And he tried. I don't really know what to say on that. Like, they won the game and now they're going to make the play in and now they're going to get a worse draft pick. And this stinks.
How are you the rest of these teams and the Dallas Mavericks lose all these players and none of you can catch them?
Nope.
They lose Luka, Kyrie, all of their bigs.
Yeah.
They're in danger of forfeiting a game because of lack of roster depth, and you still cannot catch them.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that would reflect really poorly on Doug Christie in Sacramento if you're looking at things. It definitely reflects poorly on just about everybody in Phoenix when you're looking at that team and going like, unless you guys are tanking on purpose because we want to get out of this spot, then there's no excuse for you to be losing games like this. There's no excuse for them to be ahead of you. And now ESPN Analytics had it up this morning. 91% chance for the Mavericks to make the play-in now. They're going to the play-in. And they're going to get their shot to go on their little Cinderella run. Look, AD's great player. Probably top 10 when he's healthy. And even last night, scoring 34, wasn't healthy. Got elbowed in the eye. Had to leave for a little while.
In Los Angeles, there's many times when he would suffer like an eye injury or a little ricochet to the head. He'd be gone for the entire game.
Yeah.
A little extra pressure right now.
Nope. It really is depressing. Like, because, you know, Atlanta.
And the return of Lively yesterday.
Yeah. Atlanta's in the same. They're in a similar boat, right? I mean, they have, they're in the play-in now, but they're giving their pick, I think, to San Antonio. So they don't really even care. It doesn't matter to them.
They're the 8.
Yeah, yeah, they're in the play-in situation.
So how would this work matchup-wise if the Mavs clinched the 9?
9 versus 10.
Nine versus 10.
So they get Sacramento.
Okay. So then if you beat Sacramento,
then you play the loser of 7-8.
The loser of the Clippers and the Grizzlies. Man, the Grizzlies have plummeted. Wow. They were the three. They were the three, it felt like, a few weeks ago. They've gone 2-8 in their last 10.
They should fire their coach.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Yeah,
John tried to fire at someone the other night with the Warriors game.
So if you win the 9-10 game, you're still not in. You got to win two. When you're in the 9-10 slot, you got to win two games to make the play-in. And obviously, if you lose one, you're out.
Well, I'm going to give them a win over the Kings. And then you get the loser of the Clippers and the Grizzlies.
Okay, so let's operate under the most ridiculous of assumptions. Or
and then if you win that, you get the one?
If you're the 9-10, the highest you could get is the 8. Because the winner of the 7-8 game automatically is the 7. They're in.
And then 8 versus 1.
8 versus 1.
And that is the team
Thunder.
Who you represent the kryptonite of. Can you imagine? If Nico walks out of this knocking out the Oklahoma City Thunder.
That's what I'm saying. If they win the two play-in games and they beat Oklahoma City and then their playoff run ends, let's say they get swept after that, are they beating their chest, do you think? Do you think they're very public about, you see the
yes,
if
are.
We had Kyrie,
absolutely,
you see the little breadcrumbs that show you, it leads you to the conclusion that this should have been a championship contender. We had bad luck with injuries.
Not if you get swept.
Yeah.
If you go six? Are you talking about, okay, so you said if you get swept by the Thunder?
Yes.
Yeah, no, if you get swept.
Can't beat your chest off that.
Oh, my gosh. But you know what that could set up for potentially? If they were to beat the Thunder, then Lakers. It would set up for the Lakers.
Yeah. And you know Luka's weakness. And you attack him, and you beat the Lakers. So now we have the Mavs in the Western Conference.
No, that is the only way. That is the only way I'm rooting for them to win these two play-in games and then beat the Thunder would be if I can get the Lakers, just so I can.
Yeah.
I can watch that drama.
Like, honestly, a good idea would be like just set up a big giant hookah right there next to the Lakers bench when they're playing here.
Yeah, or just some hors d'oeuvres or something. Just
try to tempt
he'll
them
definitely.
With it. Yeah, he'll bite.
A lot of that Laker drama is even sucked out of it for Luka's return on Wednesday. Which I've been trying to get tickets for, but now you don't even have Kyrie there.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's nothing.
I mean, there's something.
No, there's something.
It's not nothing.
It's nothing from a, like, the intrigue of the Mavs. It's the crowd. It's the crowd. Like, the intrigue of the season. You know, it is what it is with the Mavs. They lost Kyrie. They're not going to win the title this year.
They weren't going to win the title before they lost Kyrie.
No, they weren't.
The season was done when they traded Luka.
Yes,
it was.
A Kyrie, Anthony Davis, Lively, Gafford, completely healthy, PJ Washington. I mean, that's a team I don't think people wanted to mess with.
You can get tickets as cheap as $203 for next week. They're in row section 315, row N. That's how far back you'd be. You'd be pretty far back. If you want something in the lower level, the cheapest you're paying is $528 a ticket.
Nah.
Come on.
No. $528 a ticket.
And then if you're there, do some man on the street interviews. Grab some people in the plaza.
Anthony Davis on the game winner.
Peyton liked that one.
And the big night.
Coach K drew up a great play for me to get to my left hand, which I like to get to. And that little floater. You know, I've been struggling as of late. A little mental stuff, you know, going on. But today I just wanted to come out and play free and just let the rest take care of itself. And I was able to get in the rhythm. But my teammates got a lot of trust in me. I put in enough work to be able to get that shot at the end of the game. They had to get a stop on one of the best guards in the league, one of the best scorers in the league. So, and it was a fun game.
Some mental stuff going on. What is he referencing right there?
Well, so, I mean, obviously he came back, dealt with the injuries. I imagine that's big. The general hatred around his presence, even if it's not directed to him. And then
I love that phrase, the general hatred around your presence.
Who was it that somebody had the report? I'm trying to remember the last couple of days. He hasn't been able to find a house here yet. Like, he's been trying to.
There's a million of them for sale.
I mean, Lucas is for sale.
I just bought one.
Peyton just got one.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's not moving into Peyton's neighborhood. No. But the.
Shaq's there.
The in general, the. I guess he's had some issues. I'm trying to remember, was it Ravel or somebody like that had the report 2 days ago or something said that
he's
had trouble finding a house.
877-881-1053 is the Franklin Franco injury attorney text line as the Dallas Mavericks get the W. But yesterday, we were supposed to be starting off this segment, not anticipating the AD game winner. By the way, tough shot. you're floating left, leaning left, and shoot it back right. Not left-handed. He shot that back right. That was a very difficult shot that AD hit.
Really quickly, by the way, it was to Mark Spears. Anthony Davis said, the only thing I'm not happy about is I can't find a damn house in Dallas. I've been looking since I got there, and I can't find one.
It's surprising. There's
what areas? What areas would we point him towards that it doesn't have to have too much of a commute to the AAC?
You got Reitma's Preston building. He can room with Reitma.
Preston Hollow be good down there.
Yeah. So he said his wife and his kids, they're a little frustrated because they're trying to find somewhere where they can settle in, and they haven't been able to yet.
Do these teams have a designated realtor?
I don't know about in the NBA. In the NFL, they have somebody who, they're like a liaison who just, hey, whatever life transition things you need, go to them, and they will make sure you have somebody to help you.
Imagine securing that partnership and relationship that you're basically the real estate agent for the team.
That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Lamar Odom gets traded here. Yeah. Oh, my God, Kyrie Irving.
You're getting 2-3% commission on $10 million houses.
I think Lamar Odom was looking for a different kind of plug.
That's right. If I was AD, I'm just making the Mavericks pay for my Ritz-Carlton bill every single week. Like
Luka doing, right?
Just like Luka was doing. Yeah, maybe is doing. We weren't supposed to start with the Mavs. AD changed that. We were going to start with this.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and hit on a hop to Simeon out in short right. Flings it to first and the game is over. For the second straight day, the Rangers have blanked the Reds 1-0. Something that has never happened in Ranger history. Back-to-back 1-0 victories.
Nadell with the call. There's no one in the background there in terms of that crowd noise.
There's not.
The Rangers move to 5-2. They take another series after losing the opener, right?
Yeah, they lost the opener 14-3 or whatever.
This story is about Jack Leiter. This was fun to watch.
He was very good. And I mean, who knows how much longer he could have gone. They took him out with the blister. But
man, I was disappointed.
I know, because he was only at 70 pitches. He probably could have. They were probably, I assume, going to push him to 90, 95 pitches. So you figure another 2 innings, maybe. So could have gotten the 7. Could have gotten the 8th if he worked through it quick, one of the next 2 innings. And that would have been a tremendous way to have the series end with 2 starting pitchers going 7 shutout innings or longer. One, obviously, Evaldi had the complete game. But Rangers, they stole bullpen, 2 games.
Rangers bullpen fantastic with 4 scoreless innings.
They stole 2 games here. When you score 1 run, you're not supposed to win. Those are losses. When you're looking at how many games you're going to win, you're not expecting to win games where you only score 1 run, especially back-to-back games.
He was in total control. You can just look at his strut. He was McGregoring that thing on and off the mound. Early on, it was the breaking stuff. And then he was painting 99 Bobby. It felt like whenever and however he wanted to do it, in total control of all of his pitches.
Yeah, he was fantastic yesterday. And I mean, the biggest one was probably that 4th inning at bat against Gavin Lux with Elly De La Cruz at third. That's like a classic situation in the last 2 years where Jack Leiter was going to have, a moment where he'd crumble. And he didn't. He picked himself up, had that 9-pitch at bat, ultimately wins out, leaves Elly there, and has that big exhale walking off the mound. The way that he's pitching right now is completely different from anything we've seen from him, even at the minor league level. This is the first time in his career, both starts, where he's induced more ground balls than fly ball outs. That's the first time it's ever happened. He's done it in back-to-back starts. In fact, if you look over his career, even in the minors when he's pitched well, he's been a fly ball pitcher. That's typically what he's done. But he's been just really, really strong. It looks like a completely different pitcher. 12 swinging strikes in the first start, 11 yesterday. That's really, really encouraging.
He needs to be able to get swing and misses like every pitcher does, but he also especially needs to keep the ball on the ground. And at that park, it's even more important because that is a more of a hitter's park.
That wind was crazy yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think it was blowing out necessarily. I think it was more of a crosswind.
It looked like it knocked out Adolis's to right. Yeah. That looked like that was going to go out at first.
So, obviously this time of year, the ball doesn't travel well and the wind is crazy. But, yeah, you want to keep the ball down there.
The leather was being flashed by the Rangers. Adolis, he didn't get that ball the day before that bounced right in front of him. He did get under it yesterday. Josh Smith with an incredible play that Seager's probably not making, running into the outfield. Seager out with the calf.
Shots fired at Seager.
Well, look, I mean, when our young stars start having calf injuries, you have to trade them. So I think Corey Seager's got to go. But the Adolis one specifically, like Adolis right now is so encouraging to me right now, both in the field and the way that he's swinging the bat. I know yesterday he didn't get a hit, but man, he has just looked like a completely different player. I was ready to say you should say goodbye to him at the end of last year. We're just like, no, that's if you're holding on to him, that's you're too emotionally connected.
Broken down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. And he's right now, he looks like a different player. Now, obviously, it's very early in the season, but I mean, right now, it's if you would have told me that after that first performance they had against the Reds, that, hey, over the next 2 days, they're going to have fewer hits in the next two games.
But win them both?
But they're going to win.
One, I know.
You heard it there. Eric Nadel, first time that they've won games 1-0 back to back in their history. It's the first time it's happened in the American League since 1991. When Mike Timlin and Jimmy Key did it for the Blue Jays.
No one has won back-to-back 1-0?
Not in the AL. It happened in the NL in 06, I think it was.
It's not a very common occurrence, obviously. And you know, like the Senators did it.
Yeah.
You know, before they were the Rangers. So it just doesn't happen very often. And the Rangers have never had dominant pitching. They've never been known for that. They've always been known for offense.
Day off today, and then the Rays. To start up the weekend series, we will be there as a station on Sunday. So tell us if you're going to be as well so we can tolo it up and have a few Frosties courtesy of Gavin Spittle's credit card. He just does not know it yet. Live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube here on DFW Sports Station. We are the home of the Rangers and the Cowboys. Micah's agent has responded. And are the Cowboys about to make a move in the next 48 hours? We'll take you inside the Star after this.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
is Jerry Jones breaking league rules. We'll get to that in just a second. Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, will join us at 8 this morning. Former Dallas Maverick Brendan Haywood at 9:15 to talk Mavs, AD, and the Final Four here on Sean and RJ. It's a show of whales on DFW Sports Station, 105.3 The Fan. Before we get to Jerry, are we getting a possible move, Bobby Bell, in the next 2 days?
I think so. I think they're working. They're trying. You know, Steven talked about this. When you get out to the league meetings, there's so many. It's same thing like with baseball in the winter meetings. There's so many different people there. It's easy to start. Hey, you want to talk about something? Let's look at this. Let's look at that. And Steven clearly said, we're not done yet. And we've got all these different things. I think they're starting. I think we're going to see them make some sort of a move, probably in the trade market in the next couple days.
Any type of clue or hint or idea where it may be?
I think when you listen to the way that they talk, the two that immediately jump to mind would be wide receiver two or backup quarterback. Those are the two that make the most sense to me, I think.
Trey Lance. Oh, you, that wouldn't be a trade. He's just still sitting out there.
No. He's still available. Although, didn't the Rough Riders just sign him?
The Rough Riders, did they sign Trey Lance?
Yeah, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Oh, well, no, he was on their negotiation list.
Oh,
he did not actually get signed, and he may still end up with the Dallas Desperados. I don't know. We'll just have to see.
That Joe Milton stuff was out there a few weeks ago. Bobby's been talking about Will Levis.
Go Vols, baby. Will Levis. So that would mean that they definitely would be taking Cam Ward, number one.
Yeah. Yeah, in all likelihood, if they made that move. And there's been talk about it. Brian Callahan.
The Titans have been so, like, you know, inconsistent with their talking points. It's like they're really all in on Levis. They're gonna draft somebody else or trade out of the pick. And then it's like, oh, well, you know, we could trade Will Levis. They've been very inconsistent.
Because then they create all sorts of misdirection and question, and then you go, oh, they could do anything. I remember San Francisco about 5-6 years ago was accused of, it was actually the Solomon Thomas draft. They were accused of, like, you guys are just clearly faking this, trying to create some market to get out of two that doesn't exist. And then it worked. They held Chicago hostage long enough that they flipped one spot and gave them an extra first rounder.
Let's say it was for a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the draft pick that you give up that you'd be okay with versus sitting and picking with this class?
Well, it would have to be like, it would have to be a young upside guy.
Milton or Levis. Let's say it's one of them.
Then I'd be okay giving up, you know, like the Trey Lance type pick.
Okay.
You know, like if it's.
Was that a fourth?
Yeah. So fourth, fifth. Yeah. I could, sure. Anything that's a day three pick, I'd probably
now,
be okay.
Milton
with.
Was taken in the six.
Uh huh.
You're okay with paying the tariff, the quarterback tariff.
But you,
hang on, let me hold up my board.
You do have to. Wait, what was that?
You didn't see the board? You, of all people, didn't see the board?
Dude, this is a Saturday. Oh, my goodness. This is a Saturday Night Live skit. Trump yesterday held up the board of tariffs.
Oh.
With every single country. You ain't going to be laughing too much here in about 2 hours when the stock market opens.
Hey, I don't have stock. I'm good.
Okay, well, do you have a 401k?
You know what my dad always used to say? Never worry about where your 401k is at unless you're retired.
Okay.
Because you're just going to buy, you're buying in anyway. You know, if you have
Look at his financial plan. I mean, he's paying the first wife for
$45,000. But he could afford to.
Yeah,
he clearly knew his money management.
But yeah, if I had stock, I don't have, that's why if I had regular stocks, I'd be panicked.
Joe Milton was a sixth rounder, but Joe Milton also, like, I mean, when you look at the fact that the little bit of sample that we saw from him last year, he got into one game.
Yeah.
22 of 29, 241, a touchdown and zero picks. He ran for a touchdown. His athletic testing before the combine was really good. He had a really strong preseason. So I think all of that combined is enough to go, all right, he looks like he's put it together. Because his whole thing was the tools were there. Could he put it together?
Right.
I think it was like, that's enough of an indication he might have put it together that we can go up a little bit on where his original
draft slot was. You would get the best arm in the NFL. That's what you would get.
The quarterback curiosity is just amazing.
Isn't it?
You can play for a year and be the number two or three pick, and you can.
And you're done.
And, well, you're traded for a third or fourth. You can be a six, play for a game, and turn into a fourth.
Right. It's wild. It's wild how that works, but. You know, like if you're an upside play, like I would
Matt Flynn, Charlie Whitehurst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, to me, that's what you're looking for out of your back. I Yeah, you could pay money and get, like, you know, Chase Daniel was around forever, right? He was just a solid backup. Just you know, pay him his $6 million or whatever. Cooper Rush, same thing. You know your ceiling, though. You've got a ceiling. If you were, and that's why I didn't hate, you know, the idea behind the Trey Lance thing was like, I get it, right? He's all measurables, all upside. Didn't materialize.
Yeah.
You know, Levis is, if you, high upside. Milton, upside. Like, that's the kind of guy I would go after.
Well, look at that. Levis would go probably for a third or fourth.
Third, I would guess.
And then we're talking about Milton going from a six, maybe to a fifth, maybe to a fourth. Yeah. Best case.
Yeah, probably a fourth if the Cowboys do it, a fifth if anybody else around the league does it.
Well, how would the Cowboys even give up a fourth round pick?
It would have to be next year. So you'd give up. You'd have to give up 26's fourth.
You can't trade comp picks, right? Or can you?
You can trade comp picks that you have right now. Yeah, that they changed that rule like 2 years ago.
Did they get any fourth round comps?
No, but I mean they have several fifths, so you could do. All right, let me go two fifths, and we'll sell that. Or we'll do that. You know, that kind of thing.
All right, so we will see if a Cowboy move is made in the next 48 hours heading into the weekend. Micah Parsons' agent has responded to the Jerry Jones disrespect, and he took the high road. Quote, I agree with Jerry. It's never been about me. David Mulugeta texted Mike Florio. The only person that matters here is Micah, and at the end of the day, our goal is for Micah to be able to do for generations of Parsons what Jerry has done for generation of Joneses.
It's a good quote.
It's a good quote.
It's strong, and he took the high road, and I'm sure he sat there and thought about it for a good 24 hours. Like, all right, how do I want to respond to this thing? I do think that I think the Cowboys are frustrated right now. Not only are Jerry specifically frustrated that I think he felt like, you know, we talked about yesterday what Clarence Hill had reported and what Choppy had heard. I think that he felt like this is kind of like going back on something, and now I'm just kind of irritated with them. Like I felt like we kind of had something in place potentially, and now we're just kind of walking back. I don't like that.
You think they might think that Micah backtracking a little bit?
Yeah, like I think that they thought like whenever those talks would have been had, I think that he felt like we're closer to this than you're now. You're kind of going, well, no, I mean, talk to him. Even though it's like, well, you were willing to talk a little bit ago, and you were willing to say yes to a lot of things. And I think that's why we started to get a sense of, you saw some chatter from people going, Micah deal, I think it could land somewhere in here, because I think people thought they were about to do it, and then David got involved.
And I could totally see, all this is just guessing, I could totally see Micah loving the power of being one of the three people to have Jerry sell, going in, talking to him. Head honcho, boss, I learned a little business along the way. And then in the midst of those conversations, Jerry thinks we're on the doorstep, but then Micah's like, oh yeah, I do have an agent and I need him to sign off on it. And the agent's going to be like, well, no, we're not just going to do the deal that you think you should do because I can get you more and it can be better. So that's just a scenario I see playing out in my mind. Mike Florio says that Jerry Jones is violating the CBA. During Zeke's holdout in 2019, Jerry made it clear he prefers cutting out the middlemen. Quote, that's always been the issue with me and my approach to managing the Cowboys. When you cut out the people in between the money and the player, we all know that agents, attorneys have their agenda. By the way, they're all taking money out of the pie too when they're there. The straighter it goes from the source to the one receiving it, 9 times out of 10, that's more efficient. I wonder if Jerry Jones would prefer his entire roster to have the Lamar Jackson representation approach.
100%. He wants to appeal to the emotion.
But did that drive the Ravens crazy?
Yes. The Ravens, we've talked before about Indy's always a really good trip because it's not just what you hear about with the Cowboys, it's what you hear about with the whole league. I remember a couple years ago, all the chatter out there in Indy was just, there were three separate times that the Baltimore Ravens thought, this deal was agreed on, he is supposed to be driving up here to sign it right now, and something happened three different times to where then it got nixed.
Here's the violation. Florio says cutting out the agent means cutting out the union, which violates the CBA. The NFLPA currently has no comment on Jerry's latest attempt to sidestep or do a deal with the player, and the union might not need to do anything because Parsons knows what Jones is trying to do, but it actually says, the NFLPA says that you have to deal with the agent.
That's interesting. So isn't how is cutting out the agent cutting out the union? Micah is the union. The union is the members. Mike is the member.
The collective bargaining agreement requires Jones and the Cowboys to deal with Parsons' NFLPA-certified agent. Whenever a player asks the team to negotiate contract terms with his rep, the team must comply with that request. That's because the NFLPA is the ultimate bargaining entity on behalf of the players, and the union has delegated those responsibilities to contract advisors for individual contract negotiations.
I think that if the PA wanted to investigate this, they'd shut it down really quickly and say there's no punishment, because I think they'd find Jerry was not the one who reached out first. I think that that would be something that...
Do you think Micah reached out first?
Uh-huh. I think Micah probably just wanted to talk to Jerry about some things, and then ultimately it kind of progressed, and then that's...
Yeah, what am I saying? The Cowboys never reach out first.
And then, right, yeah, they don't reach out.
And then he goes, hey, you know, I think it moved a little fast, and then it's like, you know what, you need to talk to David. You need to talk to... And I think the Cowboys ended it there. And I think they played by the book. It's just the actual initial conversation, I think, from their side looks a little bit like, well, we didn't initiate this either, so we didn't violate anything.
Yeah, the moment that Micah says, "Hey, you got to talk to you know, my guy," then and he'll have to introduce Jerry to him, of course. But the moment that he says that, then that's the end of the discussion. But if they were in the room and Micah said, "You know what, deal, I'm in," then I don't see the problem.
Florio says he doesn't know of anything was done about the Zeke negotiations in 2019. This is one of those things that Mike digs up that really doesn't become anything. He finds all the legalese that I don't think is going to become an issue.
This is perfect example on the Franklin injury attorneys fan text. This is why the Cowboys don't have a GM. Jerry always cuts out the middleman. I mean, he cuts out the middleman in his own team.
And look, it's worked for him in the past.
Yeah.
Zach Martin's deal got done this way. DeMarcus Lawrence ultimately got done this way. Witten used to get his deals done dealing directly with Jerry. There are a lot of players who they have dealt directly with Jerry to get their contracts done.
Be careful of going and consuming the fake Buc-ee's and free concessions at your next college sports game. Peyton Russell has it. You wanted more payload? You're getting his segment next for the 6 a.m. Club right here on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
That is right. It is the payload every Thursday at this very time, 6:40 on Thursdays. And look, Americans, we disagree on a lot, but there's one thing we can all get behind. That's free food. You bring free food, free drinks to the table, everyone's agreeing at the table.
Oh, baby.
Amazing. And look, shout out to Coastal Carolina, because they finally got it right, baby. This upcoming football season, they have announced they will be giving out free concession food items for the entire season.
What's their mascot, Bobby?
They're the I don't remember.
The Chanticleers.
Chanticleers, that's right.
What is a Chanticleer?
It's like
I have
a bird.
No idea. Is it a bird?
Yeah.
It's a Sia song.
Free concessions for the whole year?
Yeah. Now, there is a catch. You might be thinking, well, what's the catch here? They've limited it to, like, the basics. Hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, soft drinks. But you go there, I mean, you take your family, that's dinner, that's lunch, you know, whatever game you go to.
But what is the restriction per person? It's not all you can eat, right?
So
I can't go get 5 hot dogs throughout the game if I want.
They give you can go, each visit, you go up to the concession stand, you get 4 items. You can take it back to your seat, but you can keep going back and forth. You just can't take more than 4 at a time.
So the Rangers for years on Dollar Hot Dog Night, that has been the only restriction they placed on it, is you cannot leave a stand with more than 5. So you can buy 5, go sit down, come back, buy 5, you can do that.
Yeah.
So, but I mean,
awesome.
That's Dollar Hot Dog Night brings people out. So you telling me it's free hot dogs, free popcorn, free soda? Yeah,
you're packing the place.
That's great.
Yeah, but the Rangers at least are having you buy the soda, the popcorn,
right,
the candy. Everything
is
here is free.
This is free. Now, I don't
sounds
know.
Sounds like a tremendous loss.
It does. It does.
Unless they're going to make up for it with people who buy the tickets to actually go just for this.
Right. They might get, let's just say we get 2,000 people per game. All right. Those 2,000 people buy X amount of, maybe they buy, let's say each person buys, total, they buy $4,000 in food and beverages. Well, now they just open it up, everything's free, and maybe now they sell 10,000 tickets. or 15,000 tickets.
Yeah.
And now it doesn't matter. They're still coming out on top.
Yeah, and this looks like...
How much do you think is a seat, Coastal Carolina ticket?
Well, that's the thing with the mid-major schools, the students get in free. Most of these schools, with your students, so they're not making any money on the students, basically. But
and then each person, let's just say that you consume $30 worth.
Food, yeah.
Are you really winning?
Well, I mean...
I find it hard to imagine that those who even pay that much more than $30 a seat for a Coastal Carolina game.
If it was $50, maybe it's $50 a ticket.
So there's the catch.
Maybe they raise ticket prices.
The students, it doesn't look like the students are going to be part of this. It says in the Coastal Carolina release, ticket purchasing patrons visiting the concession stands will be able to acquire 4 items per concession, and that they'll have to use this soon to be launched Coastal Carolina Athletics app to like scan to get the item. So you probably have to buy, but I mean, a lot of people probably do it. All right, you got to spend $25 on a ticket to then get this. But they've partnered up with their concession distributor, Aramark, and they're the ones who are... It looks like it's some partnership where they're funding this, I would guess.
So you can get in. The cheapest ticket for the East Carolina game is $79.
Cheapest ticket?
The most expensive available right now is $204. That's right there on the 50.
Coastal's been... They've been okay at football the last few years. I think they've been ranked here and there. They're not a terrible football team, but
they have like a teal field. Their field's like that teal color.
They copied Boise State. Boise State.
The Atlanta Falcons right now, the professional standard that we all wish we had for concessions, and now you have Coastal Carolina in college.
A single seat in the upper level, if you want season tickets to Coastal Carolina, is $150.
Wow.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think I'd do this if I was living around there.
Look, and Jerry Jones, if you're listening, I know you're a big fan of the payload. You know, you give us a hot dog for free. Give us some popcorn for free.
I saw some Cowboys season ticket renewals sent out with a nice little price hike in those. So don't know that Jerry's going to be doing that anytime soon. Little Cowboys price increase, according to some.
All right, guys, OnlyFans. It's some of
Jerry loves hot dogs. You know he values a hot dog. Him and Steven at the high school football game.
Something I never thought I would see, but OnlyFans is getting sued. Sued by two of their former subscribers. They're no longer subscribing now. And you might think, well, what'd they get sued of? Is it, sued about? Is it a model? You know, what took place here? So these guys decided to pay, because you can pay for services on OnlyFans. You can pay for private messages. Now, these guys that were messaging
stream.
These guys that were messaging a model were like, okay, we're actually talking to this girl. Listen, it's 2025. You're not talking to the girl that you think you're talking to. You know, because in the dating world, you might think you're texting someone.
Yeah, tell us about it, Peyton.
Bobby, let me finish.
Are you saying they're getting catfished on OnlyFans?
They're getting catfished. You're paying for a service. You think you're talking to the OnlyFans model, that you're looking at all her pictures and videos.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case here. You're talking to a mod, basically. You're talking to someone they pay for, and they're replying to you. And so these guys caught on to it. And look, I give this one guy credit, because he's not trying to, like, you know, hit on the girl, basically. It's very unique. This guy's DMing this girl, and he just wants a friendly conversation here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He just wants to talk about her life.
He just wants to talk about his cooking.
Law school's doing.
Where's your dad?
He just wants to talk and share photos about his cooking creations. So he's not like being a creep or anything like that. He just wants to talk about what he's cooking on the table for his family, or maybe his not family. And so, listen, ladies here. Not every guy is trying to hit on you when they talk to you. Some guys just want to talk about their hobbies.
This is so amazing. This is the worst is take so you've amazing. Ever had, Peyton.
This is so amazing.
Literally, the only thing you are doing on OnlyFans is to hit on. This is not this isn't a jump in logic from a lady to go like.
No, but this guy's suing her because he wanted to talk to the actual girl, and it found out he caught on to the messages here, because sometimes they send messages that are already printed out for you, basically. They're automated messages. And so he's sending a picture of, like, his steak and say, what do you think? And she's like, oh, like, you know, you think this is really hot? And so he caught on to basically the issue here. And so he's suing them. And look,
So am I stupid to have assumed? I would have assumed that if you're paying for this individual subscription, you probably would message back and forth with the person.
I would have assumed the same thing. Like, it's their account. It's like when you DM somebody on Instagram or whatever.
Or a cameo.
You're talking to them.
I didn't think it'd be like my wife would have J-Lo. She's like, I'm texting J-Lo happy birthday. And it comes back with a 1-800 J-Lo response. Right. I'm like, all right, we all know that's not J-Lo. I would have thought that this was the person when they decide to respond to you. Not a fake mom.
Supposed to be.
I would have guessed it.
That, like, it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be. That's what. Yeah, that's why they're getting sued. This is not, and it's not just somebody that they've maybe outsourced to reply. It's also AI responses like ChatGPT.
So when someone writes like, hey, send me your feet, how does that get relayed?
I'll let you know when we do that.
Yeah. How does that get relayed to the actual the model if she's not checking or interacting with the DMs?
It probably doesn't.
It does somehow because they deliver the content for people for the charge, right?
So, yeah, I would guess.
You do special requests, I'm assuming?
I would think so.
I've never tried it.
I would guess it goes either to an inbox or an email. Maybe they set up an email to do it or something like that, and you can reply through there. But they've also gotten in trouble in the last year or so for somebody will start an account, and then they just use AI-generated images like ChatGPT of like, oh, yeah, here's a... And so there are these people who are finding out they've been subbing something that it wasn't even a person. It was literally just AI-generated images they were looking at.
Yeah, like, would it stun me, I guess, if you think about it, if, like, I don't know, if LeBron had his had somebody running his social media for him?
No.
Wouldn't surprise me at all, right? But I still think if you DM them...
And I'm paying, though.
But you're paying, yeah, like, it, you know, but it wouldn't surprise me, though, if you DM them, if you couldn't get a hold of them somehow, right? You know, like, that would eventually get to them.
It's the Payload every Thursday with Peyton Phillip Russell on 105.3 The Fan.
And look, I understand he's mad. He spent a lot of money. He wants to talk to the actual girl. And look, if they go to court here, which I imagine they will, I think he has a good case. If you're paying to talk to an actual girl, you should be talking to them. It's like, come on, girl. Like, you're getting paid millions of dollars a month. Just talk to the guy.
Am I paid to talk to the girl? Am I paid to just get her photo feed?
It depends how it's worded in, like, the bio, because you're paying for private direct messages. Okay. So I assume that means you want to talk to the actual girl. But me. I don't know. I don't know here. All right. Last story here. Buc-ee's, do not mess with the beef here. The Buc-ee's gas station we all know and love
is
suing.
The beef or the beaver?
The beef.
Oh, the beef.
Oh, the beef. Okay. I think it's the beef.
Well, yeah.
Buc-ee's is suing once again. Look, we all know and love Buc-ee's because their food. You walk inside, you can't spend less than $50 if you just walk throughout the entire convenience store. There's stuff to buy. There's shirts. There's, you know, beavers. There's fudge. There's everything you love. People will learn one day not to mess with Buc-ee's because they are once again suing these lookalikes and frauds out there. Aiden has the picture up. This is their latest. Look, you can see who they're suing. Buc-ee's. They got the logo, the wording's the same. It's like all you're doing. It's like whenever I wanted to plagiarize in college.
God.
You know, I just change a couple of the letters, a couple of the phrase of the sentences, and I get away with it.
Buc-ee's.
I mean, just call it Buc-ee's. Spell it Barkys, and then like just go.
The hyphen gives it away.
Yeah, yes.
The C's and the hyphen.
The C's and the double E's.
So you're using an animal logo here. You got the car. Buc-ee's has also another logo they use with the beaver in the car. So
you said once again, is Buc-ee's involved in a lot of litigation?
This isn't the first time that Buc-ee's has sued. In January, they sued a North Texas gas station, Superfuels, regarding their logo using an animal design in there. So I guess they have a lot of,
copycats.
Trademarks basically out there of like, you know, you can only use specific things, but like Buc-ee's has made it like, you know, we're using our logo here, our font, you know, we're using the animal here. So
they got me. They got me for jerky.
Yeah, the jerky's great.
The beaver. Jerky is one of the most overpriced things.
It is overpriced.
God, it's so expensive. The beaver nuggets and whoever is making their barbecue. I got their turkey sandwich the other day. My God. I mean,
it's very good.
It's very good.
Very good.
Very good.
The breakfast tacos or burritos or whatever, they're fantastic.
Yeah. I was about to say the Superfuels one sounds a little petty and a little litigious, but I do kind of think that you're trying to invoke something there.
That's a little close.
Is that a dog, though? Is that a dog with a cape?
Yeah, but it's generally the same sort of like cartoonish look
it's
and pose
nose.
And everything.
It's
so
nose,
I get
eyes,
you're
yeah.
trying to make somebody just kind of think, oh yeah, I've kind of seen this somewhere. Let me stop in there.
And all you got to do is have a big billboard and then 400 gas tanks, excuse me, and you pull in.
My favorite billboard they have, because you know there's 80 of them all throughout Texas, is there's, I think it's the one you leave past Madisonville. When you leave there, it's the very next 1 mile down, there's another billboard that says, Sorry you missed us. You're only 200 miles away from the next one. Like, they're advertising strong.
Yeah, it is.
It's the payload every Thursday for now. Maybe another payload. No. Another Philip Russell segment
coming
in the near future after our Tolo Morning Show survey that we ran down yesterday here on 105.3 The Fan. We got a concert ticket giveaway to hook you up with at 7:20 during the commercial-free expressway. We got an AD game winner. And how do you get the Rangers offense going? Next on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.